Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Reports. The reason I'm reverting back to Tom Donahue Reports, or actually moving forward with Tom Donahue Reports, is that, as many of you probably have figured out by virtue of listening to the last show a couple of weeks back when I did it, a current show, or you may have just surmised that by noticing that I'm not on particular stations. Now, let me just give you a little bit of background. I did start July 1st, 2018, with SRN, meaning Salem Radio Network. Not that I was a paid host for their network, but simply that I had a contractual arrangement for them to distribute the show by virtue of satellite technology. And also, it was produced. I had to send the signal through my microphone and through my internet provider to the studios there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So we had some challenges. Most weeks, the sound quality was pretty good. Then we had a few weeks, and it seemed to get progressively worse. So as it worsened, and we tried to fix those issues, I certainly did through doubling my speed and clearing caches and doing everything that you normally do to try to keep your computer and your internet service and Wi-Fi and all those things up to speed and running optimally. It just didn't work out. So in all fairness to the stations, more importantly the listeners, I concluded my contractual arrangements, and they were very gracious, and I really appreciate that, and we had a nice four-month run with them. And then, just to give you a little bit more background, KSLM in Salem, Oregon, not connected to Salem Radio Network, but they do carry some of their programming. They actually wanted to continue with us, and because of them being a broadcast station, they required certain, you know, formatting and certain precision that I really felt like I was kind of boxed in, and decided or opted not to do that. And so they will come back with us if we decide to go the broadcast route, if we could figure that out in a better way. With KCAA Radio, we've always had a great relationship with Fred and Mike and the good folks there. So I just felt that based on the fact that we weren't really broadcasting live, that we really weren't doing a traditional radio broadcast, although I did continue a couple more weeks with them providing content, I just decided that it was best that I also let that go. So it wasn't that these stations weren't interested and that they didn't want to carry the program. Now, we had a station in Maine, WXME, that they had to take it from the satellite or else. And I understand. And that was okay. And then we just picked up, at the time, you know, online streaming Patriot, constitutionally oriented station in Liberty News Radio that carries, and the owner, Sam Bushman, does the Liberty Roundtable, and we really appreciate that. And hey, we're happy to have that opportunity. They also required a certain amount of formatting, but they were willing to work with us. So I decided in the end, with all these great opportunities that were very much appreciated at the time. I also want to thank KYAH in Delta, Utah, serving south of Salt Lake City. Appreciate Mike and the good folks there. And of course, our long-term relationship and good friends at Red State Talk Radio. Red State Talk Radio and Scott and the crew there have always been helpful, and we've worked together well. He actually was based in Philadelphia here for some time and got to meet him and got to know him. And beyond that, he has moved on to Washington, D.C. So he's right there in the midst of things, fighting in the political cesspool and the political swamp and sewer. So keep on fighting, Scott. And again, thanks for always carrying the program when we make it available to you. And we've just worked with some really great people. And most importantly, the listeners. The listeners have always been there for me, always been supportive. And that's the beauty of talk radio and the last bastion of freedom that's expanded into the streaming world and podcasting and various other portals and venues that people can have free speech and be able to communicate and to be able to educate and inform and get their message out, which is a really great thing. Basically, you're talking about the Electronic Town Forum. What I'm going to do, and it's going to offer me more creativity, less formatting, not feeling so much like a chore, is I'm going to be able to produce content in a free-form fashion, and then I will make it available, of course, through podcast, through streaming on my little unique station online, and as more importantly, TalkStream Live. And we do have a great relationship with K-Star Talk Radio Network, and I want to thank Angeline, and she's willing to, hey, if you're busy, you don't have something, we'll replay what you have. Regardless of what I send her, she's going to be able to put it together, format it, so that it'll run. So for the time being, you'll be hearing this program either through the podcast directories and downloads that you currently use, or through TalkStream Live, streaming throughout the week that particular program, and through K-Star Radio Network, which at least initially what we're going to do is provide them with a half hour of packaged content. They'll add the prior week, so that'll produce an hour for them, and that'll run. So that's the way it's going to work. And then if we decide to expand, or if other broadcast opportunities avail themselves, and we can take advantage of those opportunities, then we will. But for right now, you know, I don't feel like I have to carry the weight of the world. There's a lot of voices, a lot of people that are discussing these very pertinent issues. What I enjoy doing more than anything, if you noticed in the last broadcast, or two, I was able to focus in a more narrow way, but a more, I felt, relevant way on the Federal Reserve System. And it was great that the president decided to call them one of his greatest threats, one of his deepest threats, and that includes the deep state. So what we're going to do is we are going to kind of hone in on these subjects that I feel warrant more attention, and that would actually elicit in a more profound way, you know, my own skill sets. So it'll be standout content, or even standalone content. It'll be something that'll separate itself from the pack, not just in style, but in substance. So that's what I think I'm going to do, and that's what I think you guys will eventually come to appreciate, or you have appreciated over the years. We just had the midterms. And, of course, I was up the majority of the night because I take great interest in what's going on in our country. And it is certainly relevant, especially in the age of Trump. And I have to say that if the president, the Energizer Bunny, being able to go to all these different states, all these different rallies, for the most part, on message, did a great job. I mean, for the Senate to have such enormous pickups for the midterms for the incumbent president is almost unprecedented. And then to have so few losses, even though they were losses, and the Dems will, they pick up the House, there was no blue wave. There was no Dem blue wave. As Hannity even said, it was a trickle. You know, and that's true. And I've been talking about the Alabama Keebler elf. Goodbye, see you later. He did a good job with immigration and border enforcement and those kind of things he was working on, and prosecuting MS-13 gangs. And he did some good work within that year or so. But to be the great recuser, the great refuser, the president in harm's way, was just unconscionable and unacceptable. And so I'm glad that his secretary or his assistant is going to take over, because we know from his writings, we know from his commentary that he's going to be an advocate and he's going to be a defender. He'll be a great supporter and ally of the president. So there's some things to really look forward to. I like the way the president handled himself in the news conference post midterms. Great stuff. Really appreciate that, Mr. President.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store. Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Report. So glad you are with us. And I think the more that I relax and get fully immersed in the freedom to do this the way I want to do it, not a timetable, no formatting, no time constraints. Now, if you really think of this, and I don't know all the backstory, even though I do have at times some communication with Michael Savage and the Savage Nation, he is going to a format that will allow for greater freedom for him, and that's through podcasting. Now, my understanding is it's kind of a hybrid mix. I believe he's going to be doing 1 hour on broadcast radio, and then he'll follow that up with an hour on as a podcast that stations can opt to also run. That'll be interesting. And if you really think of it, the 3 hour talk show is kind of an antiquated model. If you really think about it, you have programming that's really based on the formatting for advertisers and for news and local announcements and those kinds of things. Because you take away 6-7 minutes top of the hour, and now many networks are taking 5 minutes at the bottom of the hour. So there's 12 minutes, you know, essentially gone. Now the break sets for some are 5 minutes or 4 minutes. And they throw several of those in. So you're down to, in some instances, in broadcast radio, an hour really is 30 minutes of content. You know, it might be maximum 35 minutes. And what I tried to do, even when I was doing a formatted show that was for broadcast radio and also online streaming and podcasting, I was providing 45 minutes of content. So a big difference. But still, what I'm going to be able to do with this is, you know, for those 30 minutes that I produce each week, that will, you know, I'll put in a few TalkStream Live app spots, some bumpers and all of that. But I like the fact that even when I was doing the 4 month stint with SRN as the distributor, that what I was able to do was I took out one of the break sets so that each program segment that was content related was at minimum 10 minutes or more. And so, you know, you have 10 to 12, 13 minute segments that are uninterrupted. And that you can really develop themes, you can really develop concepts. And also, because I wasn't taking calls and situation, I'm not going to be. I mean, hearkening back, I enjoyed taking calls. I enjoyed the interaction and the interchange and exchange. Because what I did, unlike very few hosts in the industry, my calls were unscreened and uncensored. They weren't even able to screen and say, well, what's your subject? You know, I normally, when I would go to the phones, I would either say it's completely wide open, you know, and I would always say unscreened, uncensored. Now, I would hope that they would comport themselves and be, you know, at least be adult and mature about the way they would put together their questions or their comments. You know, I don't think that was a lot to ask for. And I would say 99.9% of the time in broadcast radio and streaming online digital, there was rarely an instance where we had to drop a caller or that it had to be bleeped and so I was proud of that. And so the only thing that I would ever allow producers to do was simply ask for a name and a location so that I could identify, you know, Joe from Jacksonville, Florida, or or Sally from Dallas, Texas. Other than that, you could be giving me an inaccurate location. I didn't care about that. I just cared about a way of identifying. I wasn't going to do the Larry King approach where Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, hello. No, they have a name. They're a person. And they should be given equal footing and respect. And that's, and talk about equal footing in terms of equal exchange and having equity in the process. Even though I am the host and I would have the final say on certain things in terms of, you know, when to exit, when to complete the call. If I didn't know what your question or comment was going to be, I'm essentially unprepared, prepared in my own mind, but not really knowing what's coming. The other thing is that by allowing for that kind of openness and transparency and an equal footing, because if I know in advance what you're going to ask and I decide to take your call, well, then I'm already prepared prior to the phone exchange. So I just really felt that unscreened, uncensored, free flowing. And from time to time, you'll hear certain national hosts say they're going to do it that way. There have been a few hosts over the last few decades that conducted themselves in a similar fashion that I did. So it's not a matter of not wanting calls. And although there are times where you listen to some of the calls and you go, boy, I really wish that there was a guest or the host that would explain these things. I'm really not that interested in what the callers have to say. So there's advantages and disadvantages. There are times where callers bring up some really great stuff. They contribute in a nice way, same as guests. Podcast, it could be anything you want it to be. So you're seeing some of the big names, like take for instance in reverse order, Ben Shapiro, who has been part of a trio on the radio. Then he had his own show, and then he left and started with podcasting and his blog and speeches. And then he got approached, or he approached Westwood One, the same syndicator, Cumulus, Westwood One, and Savage, and Levin, and others. And they said, okay, we're going to use your hybrid podcast as a broadcast, as a 1 hour show. And now he's going to expand to 2 hours, starting in January. So now you have a lot of crossover. And I think it's really good for, talk radio. I think it's good for the talk listeners. I think it's good for just the spoken word communications in general. So I like this. And so that's why I'm going to be creative and think outside the box and see what we can do with this and see where this goes. But again, I'm always going to be open to broadcast opportunities. I just don't want to be restricted or constricted and put in a box or having to conform to others' expectations. And that's the reason that I've decided, you know, to go this route for the interim. Now, where this will go from here, I don't know. So back to the midterms. It's extremely rare that you pick up as many Senate seats. Normally, you know, during the midterms, the incumbent party, the incumbent presidency, loses those seats. You know, losing, you know, somewhere in the 20s, maybe low 30s, in the House. Yeah, it hurts. Yeah, it's going to cause some ripples and certainly some heartburn. But in terms of long term, the longevity of this country, extending its lease on life, it's a great thing that in the Senate, because of judicial picks, because of various other, you know, the Senate has to confirm cabinet members and other appointees, and so most of them are going to sail right through. And so you're just going to have some problems when it comes to the budget. You're going to have some problems with oversight and investigation. But I think now the Alabama Keebler-Elf out of there, it's a good day for America. And I'll tell you, Trump saved Ted Cruz. You know, he saved the governorship in many key states, as well as other U.S. senators. So, and he helped some of the House members. So, you know, hats off and applaudits to the president, for going out there and fighting the good fight. And now it is the Trump party. There's no question about it. You know, any moderates, anyone that said, hey, we don't want the president to campaign for us. We don't want him to be our tag team partner. They lost. They're gone. Goodbye. See you later. So, it's a great day in America. It's a great day for this wonderful country. And until we meet again, I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Reports. You can go to TomDonahueReports.com, TalkStreamLive.com, Have a great day.